I'm Dale Behan, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Western Company of Texas. You're in the oil and gas business. You know how important it is to transfer water efficiently and timely to your completion job. That's where the Western Company of Texas can step in and be your partner. We've earned the reputation here in the Barnett Shale as a premier water transfer company because of our dedication to quality and service. We have the largest inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available to fit any and all of your water transfer needs. Plus, we can work with your team to secure water as well as rights of way. And finally, I can promise you that we will always be ready to go 24/7. So give us a call at 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434. We have locations in Cleveland, Fort Worth, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Give our dedicated water transfer team a call at 940-648-3434. The Western Company of Texas, the guys with the green pumps.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway, we do have to take time to recognize two new radio affiliates. That is News Talk 1390 KENN in Farmington, New Mexico, and News Talk 740 KVFC in Cortez, Colorado. Well, it may be the month of May, but it is never too early to start talking some college football, specifically TCU, a team that is coming straight off another banner year, winning 12 games. And oh, by the way, that is only the second time in the program's history they earned their first BCS bowl bid and won the Mountain West Conference title. It truly was a breakthrough season. We are so delighted to welcome in a gentleman that needs no introduction. It is TCU's very own Gary Patterson. Coach Patterson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alyssa. It's great to be on.
It is the month of May. I have to ask you, is this the time of year that perhaps we might find you on the golf course, or is your focus recruiting, raising money, and getting ready to roll?
Well, a little bit of golf, if there is such a thing right now for a head coach at TCU, but a lot of raising money for the new stadium, and then we're also spring recruiting. Obviously, that's very important for us and being able to do the things we need to do.
Yeah, that is the key word. Talking about recruiting, I have to ask you, kind of give us a preview. We've got a lot of TCU fans that dial us in. How about that 2011 class? How is it coming together? Is it going to be Texas heavy?
Well, always Texas heavy. You know, we spend 99% of our time in Texas, but we have nine commitments, and as always, you know, always trying to find guys that fit our needs. For the future, we're going to graduate a bigger class this year comparably to last class. So, obviously, we have something like offensive line and defensive line. We have four seniors in those groups. Wide receivers, we have seniors and big seniors in that group. So, you know, we have to, and obviously, replace an Andy Dalton. So, you know, we'll probably take a little bit of everything.
Well, we will certainly talk about Andy Dalton, but I have to ask you, since we're on the topic, the subject of recruiting, how has that national exposure, how has that helped you? You know, you guys were just seconds away from playing for a national championship, so I want to state that you always do an amazing job recruiting, but has it helped, has it enhanced as far as in terms of recruiting?
Well, I think sometimes we're more respected outside the state, but, you know, we're going to spend most of our time in the state of Texas. But we, you know, I think that kids, there's a lot more emails coming to me about kids from different parts of the country that are interested in our place, not just because of football, but they also know about TCU as an academic institution, so that's very highly ranked. So it's a lot more inquiries into what we're about and what we're doing, and so obviously all that helps, especially in admissions.
And that's always a nice thing. Gary Patterson is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And if you want to check out perhaps TCU, go to gofrogs.com. And Coach, the bar is already set so high. Early projections, they already have TCU. They got you guys already in the national championship game. How are you as a coach translating that message to your players as far as managing these expectations, not putting too much pressure on your guys, and taking it, you know, one practice at a time, and then it will be one game at a time?
Well, as I told them, it doesn't matter if you start outside the 25 or, you know, like we did last year at 17th or wherever they start us, possibly in the top 10 this year. You know, it's really what you do from where it is. You know, it's never what they say in August. It's what they say in December. And for us, it's always going back to the bottom of our pyramid with attitude and chemistry, accountability, and work ethic and all the different things that go along with making a great football team. So, you know, that's where we're trying to. I haven't talked very much about it, obviously. Everybody else talks about it. So, you know, and our kids hear it. But for me, it's all about growing the team up. And it's great to have high expectations because we know the higher we start, the better chance we have of achieving that top goal on our pyramid of playing in the national championship game. But we know that it's hard to become an undefeated football team.
I was going to say, you know, let's talk about work ethic, because last time I saw you, you were out at spring practice, dripping in sweat, working the sideline, being that master motivator. Were you able to address a number of the questions that you want to going into the season?
Well, it is. You know, offensively, obviously, we lost two offensive tackles, a starter and a backup, and a tailback, and then an H receiver in Ryan Christian. So we have everybody else back. We have 54 lettermen. And defensively, you know, we're going to have to be helped to probably the corner position at one of the corner positions by a freshman. But, you know, we have a lot of people back. We lost some good players. You know, good programs find ways to overcome losing great players. You know, we lost 7 starters a year ago, and we were able to do that. So we'll see if this group can do that too. And if they're able to do that, then we'll have a successful and maybe even a great year.
Well, TCU certainly has been a program that has shown tremendous resiliency, that ability to bounce back and fill the gaps, fill those voids. Was the focus, too, in spring practice really about developing depth with some of the players that you do have so you can get them into the rotation and platoon them, Gary?
Well, yeah, it is. You know, it's we have to start, you know, obviously you have to replace a Jerry Hughes at left end, but we have we had 7 defensive ends and 6 of them come back. So it'll be by committee, but they've really improved. Last year we only felt like we had 2 guys, him and Wayne Daniels, we really felt like we were comfortable playing. Now we've gained a lot of experience. Same way with the linebacker position, we had to replace 2. This year we have to replace Darryl, but Tanner Brock played quite a bit, is very talented. But all the rest of the linebackers were freshmen and sophomores. They're all a year older, played a lot better this spring. You know, we had a lot of freshmen and redshirt freshmen that were our backups at a lot of positions. So we're an older football team with 54 lettermen coming back. That's one of the largest amounts we've ever had that has played. And so hopefully that will equivocate into a more veteran team that'll play smarter and make up for the plays that Darryl and Jerry Hughes would make or a block that maybe a Marshall Newhouse would make. So you're always judged by your weakest link, and that, you know, that's what we tried to do this spring, is to try to develop our 2s and 3s and give ourselves an opportunity to last the season, because everybody's going to go down and going to have some injuries, and how well those guys step in makes a difference.
A veteran team with 54 lettermen returning, but talk to us a little bit about as far as the newcomers that you did welcome, and are these some of the guys that will they be able to contribute immediately?
Well, of our freshman class, you know, obviously one of our freshmen, whether it be Travaris Battle-Smith that was here in the spring, Kevin White or Elijah Abodi, both 3 freshman corners, will have to, at least just by numbers, one of those will have to be our 4th corner in our decision. Really, with an older group, you know, you probably don't count on your freshmen playing as much as what could possibly be this following year when you lose so many seniors. We have 20 seniors in this next class. So, at this point in time, you never know. We played 5 freshmen this last year, true freshmen that played, and really helped us be better as a football team. They were very talented, and you know, if we have somebody in our next class that actually falls into that category, then obviously we're smart enough to use them.
So who was that, perhaps, that surprise player that emerged during spring practice? I always like to ask you this time of year.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think probably our backups, Greg Burks and Kenny Kane, really were guys that stepped in at the end of spring. They were unknowns. They were special teams players that are very athletic at linebacker. Stanley Maponga really had a great spring at defensive end as a redshirt freshman. Really, all the rest of the guys were veterans going in, but Jarrell Thompson, a strong safety that played behind Tyler Luttrell and Colin Jones, really had a great spring. Was the starter coming out of spring. But on offense, really all the groups come back, so the whole group comes back. So it's really, there wasn't that many surprises. We still have to keep growing up our offensive tackle position to play on the other side of Marcus Cannon. And you know, that'll be a mark of how well we can be on offense, is how well that position matures.
We'll talk some more about offense here momentarily. I do want to step back and talk about some of the guys that have departed. Your defensive end, Jerry Hughes, linebacker, Darryl Washington. How proud are you of these guys and going on to have a professional career?
You know, I was really proud because, you know, we had 13 seniors. All of them graduated. Darryl and Jerry both got their degrees, walked last Saturday, and Marshall, the three guys that got drafted. But very excited for them. Especially a guy like Jerry, which said he, you know, made a decision to come back, play another year to get his degree, and then also, you know, it was well documented publicly that, you know, he also wanted to help us win a championship, and he was able to help us do both, and he got a degree, and for him to get drafted in the first round so that he got something out of it was great for us, because it's he's a true, him and Darryl, both true Horn Frogs. They handle themselves very well. They do the right things on and off the field, and so it's it was a positive.
And a consummate student athlete. As I understand, these guys posted some terrific GPAs, too. I mean, they were very dedicated in the classroom. Not an easy thing to do. TCU is not the easiest place to go to school.
No, and they did. They finished strong, which really also showed how they played the game in the fall. But, you know, I think there were 60-plus athletes from all sports that graduated on Saturday. So it was really a fun time to be part of TCU, to see so many young people walk across that helped us in recognition and play at a high level in their sport, and then to get a degree and know now they have a chance to go out and make a difference in the world.
Glad you're tuning us in this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are talking to TCU's leader, Gary Patterson, and 09 certainly was that dream season, an incredible year. And oh, by the way, Gary Patterson receiving 9 National Coach of the Year awards. Where are you going to put them all?
You know, it's what for you do for me lately. It was a great ride. It's really, I would never have thought a small-town boy from Kansas could ever even win one. But to have a chance to win 9 out of the 11 or 12 that were, you know, that are talked about every year really speaks highly of the kind of university TCU is, because I think you have to have a great backing, you have to have a great staff, good players, and great alumni. You know, I think the Utah game probably was the epitome of how that all turned out. But we'll have to find somewhere, because, you know, next year they won't care that we were Coach of the Year. They just want us to win 12 more. So we better put them somewhere where someday we can reflect. But unless they can sack quarterbacks or run for 2,000 yards, we can't use them.
Well, I have to guess. I'm going to do some quick math here, Coach Patterson. Have you been in the coaching business about 30 or just under 30 years? I mean, just a remarkable ride. Is this perhaps even that time of year that you kind of just step back and exhale and go, wow, we have come a very long way?
Well, I tell you what, our program's moved forward. You know, we, all of our kids going in the summertime are working towards degree, not working towards eligibility. You know, it's probably as good a time as we've ever been at TCU as far as, you know, having an opportunity possibly to start in the preseason top 10 and the kind of kids that we can recruit. But, you know, we're really excited about that. I think it's something that really shows on TCU, but it's not just the football program. I think the whole university has had a makeover, and where we've climbed from 12 years ago for 4,000 applications, now we're for 1,500, 1,600 students. We've got 16,000 to 20,000 applications that are coming in. To get to that 1,600 mark is truly amazing, kind of probably a great benchmark of where we've come as a program, so as a university and as a city. So I'm excited for all of it. I've always said that I want, the faster you help other people get what they want, the quicker you get what you want. So it's been fun seeing everybody happy.
We've talked a lot about defense with your program. What about offensively, your quarterback, Andy Dalton? I mean, so many accolades about this guy. And I know in 09, he kind of flew a little bit under the radar, but I think he'll be at the forefront nationally, and thankfully, he'll be on that Heisman watch list.
Well, he's like a lot of our guys, and probably a lot of it's my fault, because I always talked about the quarterback being a guy that manages the game. But Andy's done a tremendous job. He's tied with, is it Sammy Baugh for 29 victories, or Davey O'Brien for 29 victories, and you know, for him, in his next victory, he'll be the all-time leading quarterback as far as victories in TCU history. So that says all of it. I think Andy would tell you that none of that really matters. He knows that all his accolades will come if we have a great season and we win a lot of ball games. And so right now, I think that's all he's thinking about, is to make sure that we have that kind of season and do the things we need to do to be successful.
Well, I love what you talk about, certainly his execution on the field, but also that leadership. I mean, he's just unwavering and just so self-assured and a very confident young man, and perhaps he'll be able to take that to the next level.
Well, it is, but I think everybody would say, well, that's the guy we'd like to be our son. I mean, he's definitely that that guy that falls into that mold that everybody likes, that does all the right things on and off the field, and is a great leader and understands what we're trying to get accomplished both on and off the field and where we need to go to. And, you know, everybody likes to have a senior quarterback that's played a lot of games, that's been through the fire. It comes up big in pressure-type situations, and I think we'll even learn from the Boise State game this last year, starting in the first game of the season, of being part of one of those games and how he plays.
TCU's quarterback Andy Dalton is from Katy, Texas, and he's flown, as I had said, a little bit under the radar. But, you know, Coach Patterson, what can you share about him that perhaps we don't know about Andy Dalton?
Well, you know, I think he does everything right. You know, I think that's why Andy Dalton's who he is, because we don't know about him. You know, he goes about his business. He doesn't try to self-promote himself. He's a guy that, you know, is about the team and about winning, and he's very spiritual in the things that he goes about doing the right things every day. And so I never have to worry. I have 125, 130 of them, and you can just chalk him off the list as far as somebody you have to worry about how he's going to act when you're not around.
Okay, as we get ready to wrap up this interview, kind of give us a preview of your schedule. It is going to be certainly exciting. You kick things off at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. How fantastic is that?
Well, it's great to be asked by ESPN to be part of that game with Oregon State, knowing they'll be a top 20 team also. Probably one of the only one or two games that'll have, you know, ranked teams playing against each other. It'll be a primetime ball game. Going on with Tennessee Tech, a 1AA school, then a Big 12 school in Baylor, which having Griffin back is a good program, and then SMU that went to a bowl game last year. So really sets up what you need to do if you want to climb the ranks and show that you have a good football team. This schedule definitely fits every one of those check marks.
And certainly, how ambitious will the Mountain West Conference be this year as you prepare beyond in postseason?
It starts right off the bat. We start going to Colorado State on the road in a conference game. So that's always a tough game. We either usually go to Air Force or those guys early in the season on the road. And last year was in a blizzard. So hopefully it's a little bit better weather than what we were last time. But you got to go on the road. We have 8 games in the Metroplex, which are good, playing BYU being one of our big games at home in the conference. But you know, really, you always mark of how you can win a championship by how you play on the road. And we got to go to Utah, and we also have to go Colorado State, as we talked to. UNLV has 2 weeks to prepare for us, and it's a night game, and then we finish with New Mexico. So, as usual, it's always a challenge. You can't take any of them lightly, and you got to get ready for all of them if you want to be able to get back to where we were a year ago. And, you know, I think our team's been preparing for that. I'm excited. I thought we were a little bit tired going through the spring. And I think this May, June, and July really helped them clear their minds especially with academics not being a concern and being able to get bigger and stronger. I think they'll come back August 4th ready to go.
I was going to say, when is the start date? But do a lot of your student-athletes, do they stick around here in the summer and train so they can be in touch with you at all times?
Oh, yeah. Even our freshmen come in here. They're here all June and July going to school and working out. You know, our coach's staff can't be around them, but strength coach gets a chance to in the voluntary workouts to be able to help them get stronger, get faster, and all those kind of things. So they've always done a great job in the summertime.
That means for you, you don't get a whole lot of time to exhale, does it?
No, but you know, that's part of it. You know, when you're climbing the mountain, you're trying to build something. You know, you don't take very much time. It's one of those things where we're a little bit steeper as we've gotten up the mountain, so you can fall a lot easier, and it's a lot harder to climb. So, and we understand that, but we like that, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
Coach Patterson, thank you so much for stopping by. Congratulations on your amazing success, remarkable year, and we look forward for you guys doing it all over again.
Well, thanks, Alyssa. We're glad to be part of the program.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here momentarily.
The Big E Sports Show with Alyssa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports.
Delivering the insight
you won't find anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson,
Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum,
and Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show
with Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Miss one episode and you miss the game.
Working here in the Barnett Shale requires that you have the best equipment available, because every job counts. Put Energy Weld Fab to work on your next project. Energy Weld Fab manufactures oil and gas production equipment, as well as fabrication of custom vessels, piping, and structural steel. The Energy Weld Fab sales staff has a wealth of knowledge working here in the state of Texas and other regions, as some of their biggest clients are folks like EOG, Chesapeake, Quicksilver, and XTO. Call Mike Clements at Energy Weld Fab's team today with your questions and ordering information at 903-297-2500. That's 903-297-2500. Energy Weld Fab is your number one choice for oil field and production equipment because they understand that every job counts. That's Energy Weld Fab at 903-297-2500.